Wapsacket Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Off the serve of Brittany Schiff. Match point Bertrand. The serve across. Trouble. Ace match. In dominating fashion. And Bertrand will head to the D2 State Tournament.
Today, it's live coverage of the D2 State Volleyball Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Bertrand Lady Vikings. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Sports Club.
Here's a cross picked up by Jaden High, set to the outside. The attack is down and good again on Peterson, her fourth, and it is game point for Tran.
After a heartbreaking end to last year's undefeated season at the state semifinals, the Vikings are back, looking to finish on top in 2014. It's Bertrand State Volleyball action coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening and welcome in to the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School. It is the Class D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. With studio engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Larry Cotner in Lincoln. It is the fourth match of the day here at Lincoln Southeast. Already, Giltner, Exeter, Milligan, and Stewart have advanced. We welcome you in to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. As we mentioned earlier today, Giltner, they get a win. Exeter Milligan, they advance. And Stewart, just in this past match, also advancing to the state semifinals. For the Bertrand Lady Vikings, it would be a rematch in the state semifinals if they could advance past this first-round match tonight against Lawrence Nelson, as they fell to Stewart in the semifinals a year ago at the state tournament in Grand Island. Should be an interesting matchup here tonight. Lawrence Nelson comes in with a record of 22-7. Bertrand, 26-4. Both these teams have some very key victories throughout the season. When you look at Bertrand, probably the one that sticks out the most is that victory over the Wild Kittens of Axtell, who won today in straight sets over Cedar Bluffs to advance to the state semifinals in D1. For Lawrence Nelson, their signature victory was just a week ago at the sub-district tournament in which they beat Giltner, the defending state champions. They have an opportunity, and actually an opportunity maybe to see Giltner once again if they could win and then also win again tomorrow. Giltner advancing to the state semifinals with a victory earlier today over Crawford. Take a look at some of the scores from earlier today. In that first match, it was Giltner defeating Crawford fairly easily, 25-12, 25-3, and 25-12. Crawford's best player, the Rudloff girl, injured herself in the middle of the second set, but Giltner really was in control of that match even before that injury. Also this afternoon, it was Exeter Milligan showing strong as they beat Wynot 25-20, 25-11, and 26-24 to advance to the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against Giltner, a game you can hear tomorrow morning on one of the Platte River radio stations, that being the Breeze 94.5. Then earlier this evening, Stewart, they are the defending state runners-up. They defeated Mullen. It was a little tougher match maybe than they thought. They won it in three sets, but it was 25-18, 25-18, and 25-22. A key thing that happened in there, Monique Schaefer, the leading scorer, kill person for Stewart. Trying to look for the proper word here. She, the leading spiker on the season, she was hurt in that match. She had an ankle injury. She did finish up along the bench, but her status for any semifinal game tomorrow is surely questionable. So that's how things have gone so far today. Here this evening, this should be an excellent matchup between Bertrand and Lawrence Nelson. We're going to talk more about it. But right now, we're going to take about a two-minute timeout. We'll come back with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
We welcome you back to the Pross Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. It is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Larry Kattner with you. Let's talk about some of the other matches that have happened here today. We've talked already about D2. In D1, Ansley Litchfield, the number two seed, advancing in straight sets, as did the Wild Kittens of Axtell. Straight set winners over Cedar Bluffs. Those two will meet up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in a match that you'll be able to hear on ESPN Radio. That is tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then St. Mary's, O'Neill St. Mary's, undefeated on the year at 32-0. They cruise to a victory over Humphrey St. Francis. They'll await the winner of the 7:30 match between Emerson Hubbard and Diller Odell. In Class C2 this afternoon, Crofton remained unbeaten by beating Southern Valley in straight sets. Guardian Angel Central Catholic also straight set winners over Centura. Freeman in the 5:30 matchup was a winner over Sutton. That was in four sets. Freeman winning that one 3-1. The nightcap is Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Elm Creek. And listeners in the Hastings area can pick that up on Platte River Radio Station, KHAS, 1230 AM. In Class C1, as heard earlier today, here on Classic Hits 98.9, Grand Island Central Catholic fell to Concordia. They lost in straight sets, but it was pretty close, 25-23, 25-20, and 25-20. Wahoo, a winner over Ogallala, and in a match that you just heard here on Classic Hits 98.9, it was Kearney Catholic sweeping past Ashland Greenwood, the Lady Stars, the number one seed, advancing to the 3 p.m. game tomorrow at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. They'll await the winner of tonight's 7:30 matchup at Lincoln North Star between Shadron and Columbus Scotus. In Class B, winners today, Lincoln Pius X over, Omaha Scutt over Lincoln Pius X. I wrote down the wrong team. It was Scutt, the number one seed, sweeping past Lincoln Pius X. Elkhorn was a winner over Grand Island Northwest, who advanced in the fourth set. Norris was up on Aurora. 8-6 was the score, I believe. They were also up 2-1 in that match. And then the 7:30 matchup tonight features Elkhorn South and Gretna. And in Class A, Lincoln Southeast and Omaha Marion were winners earlier today. And number one seed, 41-0, Papio La Vista, is advancing on to the 7 p.m. game tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena, as they will await the winner of the 7:30 contest between North Platte and Millard West. That gets you caught up on the rest of the state volleyball tournament across Lincoln here. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll have the 5 Points Bank starting lineup for you as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long- and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
We come back to Lincoln Southeast. It is the New Tech Seed pregame show. And time now for the starting lineups. The starting lineup is brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's take a look, first of all, at the visiting team. That is the Lady Vikings of Bertrand. They'll go this way. Haley Donnell, she is a 5'9" junior middle hitter. Molly Capps, 5'10" junior middle hitter. Jaden High, she is the setter. She's also a senior, 5'6" tall. 5'6" sophomore outside hitter, Christine Edgren. Haley Dahlgren, just a freshman, a right side hitter. She's 5'6" tall. And Raquella Lundy, a 5'5" junior. She is the defensive specialist. Co-head coaches for Bertrand, Lisa Mason, and Kevin Levine. So once again, it's Donnell, Capps, High, Edgren, Dahlgren, and Lundy, the starting six for Bertrand. Let's take a look now at the Lady Raiders of Lawrence Nelson. They're 22-7 on the season. They're coached by Michelle Harrington, assisted by Ashley Porter and Derek Harrington. They'll go this way. It'll be Cherokee Fromm Thayer, a 5'5" outside hitter. She is a junior. Rachel Kaufman, a junior, 5'6" right side hitter. Carly Mazur, a 5'5" senior outside hitter. Kelsey Menke, 5'8" junior. She is a middle hitter. Alyssa Miller, the setter, 5'6" and a junior. Gabriel Sharp, a junior, 5'9" middle hitter. And the libero is Harley Himmelberg. She is 5'3" and a junior. So as you noticed, a lot of juniors starting for this Lawrence Nelson team. Six of the seven starters are juniors for Lawrence Nelson. So once again, their starting six would be Fromm Thayer, Kaufman, Mazur, Minke, Miller, and Sharp. The libero is Himmelberg. And that is a look at your 5 Point Bank's starting lineup, and that also concludes the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Get you ready for the first serve between Bertrand and Lawrence Nelson coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And we return to Lincoln Southeast High School, the final Class D2 match of the day, featuring Bertrand and Lawrence Nelson. Already winning today, Giltner and Exeter Milligan, as well as Stewart. The winner of this match will take on Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in the semifinals. It'll be Lawrence Nelson to start things off, as the serve is dug by Edgren, and the opportunity from the right side from Jayden High into the net. It'll be a point for Lawrence Nelson. Alyssa Miller, the setter, will serve once again from the right side, floats it across, dug out there by Donnell, and then hit across on the swing from the left side. Lawrence Nelson's Mazur, and then from the left side, it'll be Edgren putting it home for Bertrand's first point. We're tied at one apiece. Serving for the Vikings, Jayden High. The setup in the middle, punched across that time by Minky. The setup on the right side is hit across by Dahlgren, but set back by the defensive front of Lawrence Nelson. Minky up there along with Mazur, and it's 2-1. Mazur will serve for Lawrence Nelson from the left side. Here it comes to the back row, taken there by Capps. Hit over on the free ball by Donnell. Back on the back row, Capps will take it there. Back set high for Donnell, but she is blocked on the front line. Up there once again is Minky and Fromm Thayer, and it's 3-1 in favor of Lawrence Nelson. Once again to serve from that left side, taking it across for Lawrence Nelson is Mazur. Set up on the left side, hammering it that time was Christine Edgren, but it's blocked back, and then the set up for Lawrence Nelson into the middle, and taking it home is Kelsey Minky for the kill. So the Lady Raiders are up quickly 4-1 in this match. Carly Mazur to serve from the left side. Jump serve, floats it across, taken on the back row by Capps. High will set it up for Edgren, blocked back, but kept alive nicely by Cap. Hit across, and the kill will go for Haley Donnell. Donnell driving it through the defense on the front line for the point. 4-2 is the score. Bertrand will serve. They're down by two. Service that time for Bertrand by Molly Capps. And on the kill attempt for Lawrence Nelson off the right side, it goes long. Trying to catch the numbers here from the side. A little hard to determine right off the bat here. Service goes across. Taken there by Mazur. Now the hit across by Mickey is way too strong. And it's another point for Bertrand. Actually serving back there is Haley Donnell. Donnell will serve center court. We're tied at four apiece. Donnell with the jump serve into the net, service error, and a point for Lawrence Nelson. Makes it 5-4. The libero will serve. That'll be Harley Himmelberg. Himmelberg from the left side to do the honors. Floats it across. Taken there by Bertrand's Lundy. Hit across. Nicely done by Edgren after the pass from high. She'll get the kill to go, and we're tied at 5 apiece. Back to the service line will go Christine Edgren, 5'8" sophomore for the Lady Vikings. Center court. She'll go with that high jump serve and mishit it. Did not clear the net. It's a service error and a point for Lawrence Nelson. 6-5 our score. Lady Raiders on top. Rachel Kaufman will do the honors for the Lady Raiders from the right side to the back row, taken there by Caps. Her pass to the front row for high hit the bottom of the net. She could not play it off of there, and it's 7-5. Rathman will serve once again. Kaufman, that is, excuse me, High will keep it alive. Off the left side, the hit for Aubrey Ackerman, who's checked in. Bump set for Camps. She'll take it across. Dug out by Kampfman. Now hit across by Mazur. Back row, Edrin will take it. They'll pass it back row for Camps. Or check that that's Donnell, and Donnell too strong on the kill attempt. It'll float on her, go out of bounds, 8-5. Lawrence Nelson with the lead. Rachel Kampfman to serve from the right side. Floats it to the back row, taken there by Donnell. Overpass, played off the net by High, but she couldn't do anything with it. And Bertrand wants a timeout. We're in the opening set. Lawrence Nelson with the early lead. They have a 9-5 advantage. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We return to the Pross Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast, a very cold Lincoln. But it's cold clear across the state of Nebraska, a lot colder than we see at most volleyball tournaments in the middle of November. But nice and warm in here, get some hot volleyball going. Kampfman will serve it across for Lawrence Nelson. They're up 9-5. Hit across by Camps, taken there and sent back by Lawrence Nelson. The setup off the right side, pushed across for Bertrand. That time it was Haley Dahlgren. Ackerman now, after getting it back, will send it across. The setup in the middle. The quick hitter that time for Sharp, taken by High and then pushed across by Donnell. Set up on the left side. The kill will go right on the back line for Cherokee Fromm Thayer of Lawrence Nelson. The Lady Raiders lead it 10-5 here in the opening set. Rachel Kampfman, she's been on a run. She'll serve again, taken there by Caps. High will set it up for Caps, and she'll slam it down. Bertrand running their offense very quickly that time. And Molly Caps will get the kill. It's 10-6. Back to the service line for Bertrand. It will be Allie Dahlgren. Dahlgren will send it. Taken on the back row by Himmelberg. Back set. The attack by Fromm Thayer. Pushed across by High, diving save by Himmelberg, and then the driving spike by Gabriel Sharp into the defense of Bertrand gets the kill. It's 11-6 in favor of Lawrence Nelson. Cherokee Fromm Thayer to serve now for the Lady Raiders. To the back row, taken there by Camps. High back set for Camps. She'll go with the quick attack, and it's down off the back row touch of Fromm Thayer. 11-7 our score as Bertrand will have the service. Molly Camps will do the honors. We've had nothing but sweeps here today in the D2 field. Not expecting that here in the 4-5 matchup. Camps to Himmelberg. Set up now on the left side with the attack is Sharp. It's dug out. Now the other way, Edgren to the back row, taken there by Himmelberg. Bumped up nicely by Michaela Ward, who's in the lineup now for Lawrence Nelson. Back row attack again by Edgren, taken on the back row. Ward will pass it for Mazur, too strong on the attack down the left side. It's out of bounds. 11-8 is our score. Bertrand, after being down by 5, back within 3. Caps to serve, center court. Twisting serve, taken there by Mazur. Back set, the attack by Sharp. Nice dig by Caps, sends it across the net. Taken there by Ward, and then sent across by Mazur. Dug out on the back row by Caps. Edgren from the standing position sends it across. Mazur plays it. Ward, now Cherokee Fromm Thayer with the return. Swiped across. Is it in or out? It is out. Haley Donnell trying to direct that one to the left side and just pushed it beyond the sideline for the out call, and it's 12-8. Service that time by Sharp. They'll set it up for Donnell. She'll send it across, taken there by Fromm Thayer, and a whistle. And what do we have? A double hit called on Lawrence Nelson. The point will go for Bertrand. 12-9 is the score. To serve for the Lady Vikings, I believe that is Ackerman. Ackerman from the left side, taken by Mazur. Now Ward will set it up. The attack that time for Lawrence Nelson by Minky. Edgren with the return attack. Punched across by Ward. Dug out nicely by Bertrand's Dahlgren. And on the back row, played there by Dahlgren. Free ball sent across by Caps to the back line. Had to be played by Fromm Thayer. It was too close. The attack crisscross left to right that time by Haley Minky, who's now in the lineup. Sent quickly back that time by Dahlgren. Minky will play it. Then the back row attack for Fromm Thayer will go off the back row touch of Ackerman. And the point will go to Lawrence Nelson. They lead it 13-9 in set number one. Now a little conversation as we get some substitutions. Coming back in for Lawrence Nelson is Rachel Kaufman, also Alyssa Miller. Miller will serve, sends it across to the back row. It's taken there by Donnell. They'll set it up left side for Edgren. Sends it across. Mazur. Now the attack will go for Kaufman off the right side through the double D. And it's 14-9 in favor of Lawrence Nelson. To serve. Miller sends it across on the back row, taken by Caps. Set up for Edgren down the line. Left side. She'll slam it home. Went up high for that one. Found an open zone down the left sideline. It's 14-10. Jaden High will serve for Bertrand. Floats it across to the back row. Himmelberg will take it there. The pass into the middle. Tipped by Minky. Is dug out nicely by High. Then sent across by Donnell. And on the play, they're going to call a lift against Bertrand. So the point will go to Lawrence Nelson, 15-10. To serve as Mazur down the left side, taken on the back row by Lundy. And the kill attempt will go for Bertrand off the left side. Point will go to the Lady Vikings. Molly Capps. Check that. Haley Donnell will serve, takes it to the back row, taken by Mazur. Off the left side, Fromm Thayer with a strong attack off the front row block of Hallie Dahlgren. The point will go for Lawrence Nelson at 16-11. Harley Himmelberg will serve for Lawrence Nelson. They have led most of this set. They're up 16-11. Taken there by Edgren. High will pass it left side. Caps blocked, but it goes out of bounds. Up front there was Kaufman along with Sharp, but didn't have the proper angle, and on the block it goes out of bounds. The kill will go for Bertrand and the point. Edgren will serve. Floats it to the back row, taken there. Pass off the left side, down the line is Sharp. Off the pass of Lawrence Nelson's Alyssa Miller. That one floated on her. It goes beyond the end line. It's another point for Bertrand. They're back within three at 16-13. Edgren will float it across. Taken there by Mazur. Miller sets it up for Kaufman. Touched on the front line. Touched on the back line by Edgren. Nobody can get to it. The kill will go for Kaufman. 17-13, Lawrence Nelson. Kaufman will go back to the service line for the Lady Raiders. Winner will play Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. They got by Edgren on the back row off the serve. Back row attack into the net. Would not go for Haley Donnell. The point will go for Lawrence Nelson, and they're back up by five once again in this set. 18-13 is our score. Service taken on the back row by Dahlgren, or check that, that's Edgren, and sent across by Dahlgren, and then Fromm Thayer with the return off the left side. Off the front block, was able to get the kill down. 19-13 in favor of Lawrence Nelson. Kaufman will serve again, floats it to the back row, taken there by Caps. High sets it back up for Caps. She'll dink it into the donut hole. Diving in there was Himmelberg, and then sent across by Miller, and they're going to call in the net against Bertrand. So the Lady Vikings down by seven, 20-13 in set number one. They'll take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds, a Classic Hits 98.9.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
We come back to the Pross Activity Center in Lincoln at Lincoln Southeast High School. It's been Lawrence Nelson in the lead from the very start of this set. They are up now by their biggest lead of 7 at 20-13. Bertrand has taken a couple of timeouts in the set to try to right the ship, but have not been able to yet. Rachel Kaufman will serve for the Lady Raiders of Lawrence Nelson. Once again, floats it to the back row, taken there by Danelle. They'll set it up for Kapp. Strong attack taken by Kaufman in the back row. Set up for Fromm Thayer. She'll send it across on a roll shot high. And then Dahlgren sets it up for Kapp. Step back. Now the attack by Dahlgren is blocked and set back by Lawrence Nelson. Sharp and Fromm Thayer up on the defensive end to send it home. 21-13, Lawrence Nelson. They're on a run here. Kaufman will send it across. Twisting shot. It's an eight. She caught the corner. That was a beautiful shot. It was spinning all the way around from Rachel Kaufman, who's on a run right now for the Lady Raiders. 22-13 the score. Floats it down the line, taken by Caps. High sets it up for Caps, and she'll get the kill. That's been the best play so far tonight for Bertrand. They've done it a couple of times, where Caps gets the dig, passes it right up to High on the front line. Then Caps from the back row comes up and slams it down. And they run it quickly. And it's worked a couple of times, but not enough so far in this first set. Down 22-14. Dahlgren will serve, taken by Himmelberg. From Thayer to the front row. Sent across that time by Minky. That's Haley Minky. Nice save by Ward on the return. High will pass it over left side, taken down by Ackerberg, dug out on the back row by Mazur. Left side, it's Fromm Thayer with the shot. That's dug on the back row by Egren. And sent across after the pass back to Danelle. She'll get the kill from the back row left attack. 22-15 the score. Bertrand keeping their hopes alive here in set number one. Dahlgren to serve. Floats it to the back row. Himmelberg will play it there. Ward the back set for Fromm Thayer. Adjusted, made the play, dug out by Edgren. To the front line, they go to Caps. She'll get the kill down on the back row touch. So Bertrand now starting to run their offense a little faster. Back within six at 22-16. They're going to have to make a major run here to get back in this set. Dahlgren, the service, taken by Himmelberg. Ward will set it up in the middle for Sharp, and she finds the crisscross shot from dead center to the left corner, puts it home. 23-16, Lawrence Nelson 2 points away from winning set number one. Again, Stewart awaits the winner of this match tomorrow morning at 11 in the state semifinals. From Thayer, the service. It's a hard one, taken nicely by Danelle. They'll set it up for the back row attack by Edgren. It's into the net. And set point for Lawrence Nelson in the opening set. To set it up, or to serve it up, it'll be Cherokee Fromm Thayer. From the right side, floats it across, taken by Caps. The set up to the back row. The roll shot will go for Christine Edgren. High did a good job of faking like she was going to pass to Caps. Went to the back row to Edgren instead. It went to the roll shot, got the donut hole. 24-17. And Jaden High will serve. Check that, that's Molly Caps. Caps will float it to the back row, taken by Himmelberg. Ward sets it up for Sharp, and she'll get the kill. Gabriel Sharp will put it home, and Lawrence Nelson takes set number one over Bertrand, 25-17, to take a 1-0 lead here in this D2 opening round matchup. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We'll come back and get you ready for set number two. You're listening to D2. State High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And we return to the Pross Activity Center, and we welcome you into the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Set number one going to Lawrence Nelson by the count of 25-17. They built an early lead and really didn't look back in that first set. Built that lead to as many as 9 points at one point, at 22-13. Bertrand able to battle back to 22-17, but then it was Lawrence Nelson finishing it off with three in a row, so they were able to take set number one, 1-0. They have the lead here in this 4-5 match. The top seeds have won so far today. Bertrand is the top seed in this one. They are the 4 seed. Lawrence Nelson, the 5 seed. As we mentioned, we have not seen a match go 4 sets or 5 sets here at the Pross Activity Center all day long. We have been way ahead of schedule, and that's why we started right on time here this evening. We were figuring this would be one that probably would go more than just 3 sets. Bertrand hoping so now after trailing, and it's going to be high to start things off for Bertrand. Off the right side, Mazur blocked back. It goes out of bounds. Strong attack by Mazur. Donnell with the block, but it went clear out of bounds off the block. Point will go to Lawrence Nelson. They lead 1-0. It'd be Alyssa Miller to serve, taken on the back row by Caps. High back set, and Donnell will slam it home. Off the right side, she puts it down. We're tied at one apiece, and she'll go back to the service line. Bertrand won, Lawrence Nelson won here in set number two. Donnell, jump serve, here comes. Just to the top of the net, it would not go over. It's a service error. Point for Lawrence Nelson, 2-1. Mazur, Carly Mazur will serve for the Lady Raiders of Lawrence Nelson. She'll work off the left side. Here's her jump serve. It's a nice one to the back row, taken there by Bertrand's Lundy, sent across on the free ball. The attack off the right side could not go from Menke. That is Kelsey Menke from center court trying to hit it off to the right side. There was no touch. It went out of bounds. So we're tied at 2 apiece. Christine Egren will serve to the back row, taken by Himmelberg. Miller passes left side for Fromm Thayer. Blocked at the front row, taken on the back row by Egren. Slammed across by Camps, taken on the back row by Mazur. Down the line, the kill will go for Rachel Kaufman. And Lawrence Nelson back on top, 3-2 in set number two. Harley Himmelberg will serve for Lawrence Nelson to the back row. It's taken there by Dahlgren, pushed across quickly by Dahlgren. That was Donnell actually first, and then Dahlgren pushing it across, and then a kill from the front line of Lawrence Nelson. 4-2 in favor of Lawrence Nelson. Himmelberg will serve once again. From the left side. Here it is. Floats it to the back row, taken by Donnell. They'll go to Caps. Caps takes it across. They got by Mazur. Now Fromm Thayer with a strong kill off the left side. She'll put it down 5-2 in favor of Lawrence Nelson. Himmelberg to serve once again. She is the libero for Lawrence Nelson. Puts it to the back row. It's dug out by Caps. Back row attack by Edgren, taken by Mazur. Miller sets it up on the back set for Kaufman, and she gets the back line. Looked like it had a chance of going out, but it catches the back line. Jaden High made a diving attempt at it, but couldn't get to it. 6-2 is the score as Himmelberg will serve again. She'll float it to the back row. Punched up by Caps. Back set for Caps from High. Taken there by Himmelberg. The quick second hit that time by Miller. Played nicely on the front row by Caps. Pass left side, and again it's Fromm Thayer. Cherokee Fromm Thayer hitting hard from the left side. Crisscross attack is good. And it's 7-2, Lawrence Nelson. Timeout Bertram. We're in set number two. Lawrence Nelson up one set to none. Back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
We return to the Pross Activity Center, where it is 7-2, Lawrence Nelson. They are leading Bertrand in set number two after winning the first set, 25-17. Bertrand taking the timeout, trying to right the ship. So far, they have not been able to, as Lawrence Nelson has had all the momentum. Himmelberg was serve again. She's been on a bit of a run. Edgren will dig it out, and Caps on the crisscross attack. Instead of going straight for the defense that time, she angled it off right to left and got it home at 7-3. Bertrand will serve. Holly Dahlgren will send it across. Free ball by Sharp is off the mark and goes out of bounds. It's a two in a row for Bertrand as they get back within three at 7-4. Dahlgren to serve again. Center court floats it across. Taken on the back row by Mazur. Back set for Kaufman. Her crisscross attack will go. You can hear the applause of the fans from Lawrence Nelson down in front of us as Kaufman gets that attack from the right side. It's 8-4. Kaufman will serve again. She had some success from the service line in that opening set. She'll float it across. Edgren could not play it. It went off of her with an angle. A lot of English on that serve. Could not handle it. It's 9-4. So after Bertrand got back within three, it's back up to a five-point set. Kaufman sends it down the line. Played there on the back row by Donnell. Now Edgren with the attack. Dug by Himmelberg. Left side, there's Fromm Thayer. Nice diving save by Edgren. Pushed across by Ackerman. Dug on the back row by Mazur. Back set now for Sharp. The crisscross attack is good. Again, a lot of times when it's crisscrossed like that, you're going clear across the court. It might look like it's not got the distance, or it might go long, but it actually has plenty to work with and will go in there, and she just got it in. It's 10-4. Bertrand on the offensive end. Ackerman with a crisscross to the back row, taken by Himmelberg. Now Fromm Thayer with an attack off the left side through the defense of High and Caps to get the kill, and Lawrence Nelson has opened up a lead of 11-4. Service by Kaufman, crisscross to the back row. Caps will play it there, and up front, pushing it across for the point is Jaden High, the setter. Instead of setting it up, she quickly pushed it across on the second hit. 11-5. Molly Caps will serve for the Lady Vikings. And that one's just over the net, taken there by Himmelberg. Ward will pass it for Gabriel Sharp, played by Edgren. Back row attack by Caps, set for the left side, and it was off the mark from Ward, From Thayer tried to adjust and at least try to hit it across with a backhand. Couldn't do it. It's 11-6. Service by Caps, a floater to the back row. Played there by Himmelberg. Nice diving save by Minky. That's Haley Minky to keep it going. Sent over by Ackerman, and she'll get the kill. Aubrey Ackerman with the attack. From the left side, it's 11-7. Molly Caps will try to keep things going here for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand. She's got three services in a row here, going for four. And that's the old broadcaster's jinx as she puts it in the net. Service error and a point for the Lady Raiders. 12-7 our score. Cherokee From Thayer will serve from the traditional right side. Nice diving save there by Caps from the back row. Edgren with the attack as the pass back from high, and Edgren attacks from the back row to get the kill. It's 12-8. Bertrand, one of the most proficient at back row attacks of any teams in Class D2. They like to do it. Aubrey Ackerman serves, floats it across, taken by Mazur. Ward, the back set for Gabriel Sharp, dug out nicely by Caps. And then almost falling down, tripping with Dahlgren. She got it across. And what do we have? One of the players with a miss hit. That was Ward. And then it was played by one of her teammates, but Ward slid underneath the net and went across the line. 12-9. Ackerman the serve to the back row, played by From Thayer. Ward back set for Sharp, and she'll slam it through the double defense of Edgren and Donnell and get the kill to up the lead to 13-9 for Lawrence Nelson. Gabriel Sharp will serve now for the Lady Raiders. Works the left side. That one just barely over the net. Played nicely off the floor by Edgren. Sent across by Camps. Ward will pass it over to the left side. The attack by Mazur. And a quick one-hand fling by Camps goes low off the net. High could not play it. 14-9 the score. Lawrence Nelson back up by five. Sharp floats it across. That one almost an ace. It is an ace. Barely getting a piece of it was Edgren. And right now, Lawrence Nelson looking sharp. And pardon the pun, as Gabriel Sharp will serve. Sends it to the back row, taken there by Camps. The back set for Donnell sends it across. Taken on the back row. The set up over to the right side. And the kill for Haley Minky. As everyone getting into the act, Minky, a 5'6" right side hitter junior. And it's a 7-point lead once again for Lawrence Nelson, as Sharp will serve to the back row and beyond, as that one floated beyond the in line. It's a service error and a point for Bertrand. 16-10 the score. Lawrence Nelson. Service by High, taken on the back row by Himmelberg. Set up for an off-balance shot, and it'll go for Kelsey Minky. Just enough to get it over the outstretched arms of the defense. The point will go at 17-10. In the winner of this match, we'll play Stewart in the state semifinals tomorrow at 11. Service, a good one by Miller. Bumped up by Dahlgren, but an overpass. Kaufman with the attack didn't matter as Bertrand was in the net. And another point for Lawrence Nelson and Bertrand. Coach Lisa Mason and Kevin Levine, the co-head coaches, have seen enough here in this second period, this second set. They're going to take a timeout. 18-10 the score. Lawrence Nelson back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and Bertrand, as it is the D2 State High School Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 with studio engineer Caleb Henry. I'm Larry Cotner at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. 18-10 our score in favor of Lawrence Nelson. They won the first set 25-17. Service by Miller. high with the setup and the dink by Dahlgren is set back immediately by Kelsey Minkey, who was there for the block. 19-10 the score. It has been all Lawrence Nelson so far. We have had nothing but sweeps here today. These are the 4 and 5 seeds expected to battle, but right now Lawrence Nelson's had the best of it. Bertrand, though, stays alive with a good attack off the right side. Putting it down that time, Haley Donnell. 19-11 the score. She'll serve. Center court, the jump serve. Floats it to the back line, taken by Mazur. Miller pass to the left side for Kaufman. Off balance, she sends it long. It's another point for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand as they're back within 7 at 19-12. Donnell will serve again to the back row. Taken there by Mazur. Miller, front for Minkey, and Minkey will slam it down, or did they keep it alive? Nope, they're going to call it down off the touch of the front row defense. 20-12. It was continued play as Lundy kept going after it. Didn't hear the whistle. Off the left side, Mazur will serve it. Lundy plays it low, and the trajectory comes low off the net. It's an ace serve. 21-12. Lawrence Nelson coming into the lineup now for Bertrand. Tessa Callahan, a 5'4" sophomore defensive specialist. First time in the match here this evening. Service by Mazur is a good one, taken by Callahan. And an overpass, though, off the left side, trying to get it to Caps. It was too long and too wide. 22-12, Lawrence Nelson. And now coming in for Bertrand, it'll be Cheyenne Wilkin, a 5'9" senior. And she'll play up on the front line. Bertrand only 3 points away from going down 2-0. Service error, that will help the Lady Vikings cause as Mazur puts it in the net. Makes it 22-13. Christine Edgren will serve. Sends it across, hits the top of the net, played nicely by Himmelberg. Pass the left side from Thayer. Her attack is good off the back row touch of Edgren. Edgren trying to pass it to the front row, left it a little long for her teammate, a little short off the net. 23-13, Himmelberg will serve. Played on the back row by Camps. High will back set for Camps and actually for Wilkin. And Wilkin will get the kill. That was a fake to Camps, and it was a little bit behind her and played with the left hand by Wilkin to get the kill. She'll go out as coming in to serve will be Dahlgren. 23-14 in set number two. Lawrence Nelson leading. The service by Dahlgren, played on the front row by Fromm Thayer. Kaufman with the kill attempt, dug out on the back row. High sends it across, punched back by Sharp, kept alive. Now Caps will send it to the back row. Played by Mazur, pass left side for Fromm Thayer. She'll drive it through the defense of Caps and High for the kill, and it is set point for Lawrence Nelson up 24-14. Service by Kaufman, taken on the back row by Caps. The setup, by Donnell, the setup for Caps. Blocked. Now Caps gets it back from High, off balance, couldn't get it across. The point will go to Lawrence Nelson, and the Lady Raiders have taken a 2-0 lead on Bertrand, 25-17 and now 25-14. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back, and get you set for set number three, D2 State Volleyball Tournament in Lincoln on Classic Hits 98.9.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking.
From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
We're back at the Prosh Activity Center as we get ready for set number three in this D2 first-round matchup between the four seed, Bertrand, a record of 26-4 coming in, and the five seed, 22-7, Lawrence Nelson. And it's been all Lawrence Nelson so far. Lady Raiders leading 25 or winning 25-17 and 25-14 in the first two sets. They can wrap it up with a win in this third set. Other scores around the city, C2, Hastings, St. Cecilia. You can hear that over on 1230 AM KHAS with Mark Baldwin. They are up 2-0 on Emerson Hubbard, or Elmwood Murdoch, 25-20 and 25-15. Also, Columbus Scotus won over Shadron in the first set, 25-18, and Diller O'Dell, a 25-22 winner over Emerson Hubbard in D1 in their first set. Service error on the opening serve for Alyssa Miller for Lawrence Nelson. Service sent back by High. And on the return, they'll set it up in the middle for Kelsey Minky. She'll slam it home in the middle, and we're tied at one apiece. That'll put Carly Mazur back to the service line for the Lady Raiders. Winner will play Stewart at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in the state semifinals with a chance to go to the state championship. Floater is nice one by Mazur. Pass over to the left side, the kill. And what do we have? Lawrence Nelson in the net as Edgren with the attack off the left side. The defense for Lawrence Nelson was in the net. It's a 2-1 lead for Bertrand. Service for Donnell. She'll send it across, played by Himmelberg. Back set, the attack will go for Kaufman. She'll drive it through the double defense. We're tied at two apiece. Lady Raiders will send out the libero, Himmelberg, to serve. She had a good run in the early part of set number two. She'll float it to the back row, taken by Lundy. Off the left side, it's a good pass from Caps over to Edgren, and Edgren with the right-to-left crisscross attack gets it to go in the corner. 3-2. Check that. That was Aubrey Ackerman who got the kill. Edgren will serve. Played. And now Kaufman, and it's touched on the back row by Edgren trying to punch it up. I think she had to make that play because it looked like it would just have got on the inside of the line had she not touched it. So we're tied at three here. Kaufman will serve to the back row. It's played there by Caps. High back set for Wilkins. She'll dink it across, played by Himmelberg. Quickly sent across by Miller. Punched up by Caps. Back row attack by Donnell. Blocked back nicely by Sharp, but Donnell plays it. Then Aubrey Ackerman off the left side. Hits it off the net, and it goes out of bounds. So the point will go to Lawrence Nelson. They lead it 4-3. Check that. Yes, 4-3 is the score. No, they're going to say it was a block and then went out of bounds. So it was a block, not off the net. Bertrand gets the point. The service by Dahlgren. Did not see him show which direction that the point was going to go. Sent over by High on the return. Now Himmelberg will send it to the back row, played there. Back pass to Donnell, right long. Boy, the line judge had to think about that one. He looked at it for a second, started to point down his flag, and then raised it up. He'll call it out. It's 4-4. It was that close. From Thayer, her service into the net. Service error, and Bertrand back on top, 5-4. Lady Vikings have to win this set to force a fourth set. Down 2-0. Caps will serve it down the line. Played there by Mazur. Pushed across by Sharp. Edgren keeps it alive. High, the back set for Donnell. She'll get the kill off the front row touch of Sharp and Mazur. 6-4 is our score for Trand on top. They must win this set, as we mentioned, to keep their hopes alive. Molly Capps from center. And it's an ace off the touch of Mazur. 7-4, Bertrand on top by 3. Once again to serve, Molly Capps. Dead center, it's a nice one, played by Himmelberg. She went low to get that. Backhand set, or backhand swipe at it by Sharp will go into the net. And this is the first time tonight we've seen a timeout by Lawrence Nelson. They'll take it here in the third set, down 8-4, up 2-0. And this timeout is brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska-Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska-Land National Bank, member FDIC. 8-4 is the score. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, it will be Axtell and Ansley Litchfield. That'll be on ESPN Radio. Also on the Breeze, 94.5 tomorrow. Giltner will be taking on Exeter Milligan. That'll be a rematch of a couple of games earlier this year in which Giltner was victorious in. And also tomorrow afternoon here on Classic Hits 98.9 at 3 o'clock, it'll be Kearney Catholic taking on either Columbus Scotus or Shadron. Scotus was up 1-0 in that. Service taken by Fromm Thayer, and it's pushed across by Himmelberg. Quick dink, the second hand hit by High, returned though quickly, and now sent across by Camps. Ward will pass it over left side. Mazur with the kill attempt, dug out on the back row by Camps. The quick pass for Donnell, blocked back by Sharp. Play along the front line. And now Lawrence Nelson on the attack off the right side. That's Haley Minkey, and she'll get the kill down off the touch of Caps. 8-5 is the score. Bertrand with the lead. Lawrence Nelson again, though, up 2-0, trying to close it out. Gabriel Sharp will serve. It's a nice one. She's had a couple of nice serves. It's an ace right in front of Molly Caps. It took a nosedive. 8-6 the score, Bertrand. Sharp, played by Edgren. Pass left side, the attack by Donnell. Nice diving save a couple of times. And then the free ball will go out of bounds. Wow, that was nicely played by Ward, Fromm Thayer, and then Mazur with the big free ball, but it went beyond the inline by about 6 inches, and Bertrand was smart enough to stay away from it and let it go on out. 9-6 the score. Jumps there by Ackerman, taken by Mazur. Ward, pass for Minkey, and Kelsey Minkey will slam it home off the front row touch. 9-7 our score, Bertrand on top. And coming in to serve will be Alyssa Miller. Miller will go back to the service line. 2-point advantage for Bertrand in this third set. Miller will send it to the back line, taken there by Donnell. Pushed across now by on the return to Donnell. And the kill in the middle will go. Minkey once again. 9-8 the score. Lawrence Nelson serving for the tie in set number 3. They won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-14. Played by Camps. They'll go over to Donnell. Right on the line, she gets the kill. Nice set by High back to Haley Donnell, and she'll just get it on the line to give Bertrand that 2-point advantage at 10-8. Serving Jaden High. to the back row, played by Himmelberg. She goes down low to get that one. Miller off to Kaufman. She'll get it across off the net touch. Then Tadell with the hit right in the middle, finds the corner right side, puts it down for Bertrand. They're up by three at 11-8. Jaden High to do the honors again for the Lady Vikings. Floats it across. Himmelberg punched up now at the left, called on Alyssa Miller. They'll actually call the double hit on Miller. It's a point either way for Bertrand. High will send it across. Played by Mazur. The attack in the middle by Mickey. Dug out on the back row by Caps. Caps with the attack on the return. Now right side, what do we have? In the net. Called against. Nope, check that. That is a double hit. Called against Lawrence Nelson. Two in a row for them. And Bertrand with a five-point advantage, 13-8. The floater sent across by High. And then the return will go out of bounds. Lady Vikings on a roll. They're up by six. Timeout, Lawrence Nelson. We're in the third set. Bertrand has to win this set to stay alive in the match. They lead at 14-8, down two sets to none. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
We return to Lincoln Southeast, 14-8. Bertrand in the third set. They're down two sets to none. High with the service. Played there by Miller as she'll set it up in the middle for Kelsey Minky, and that will end Bertrand's run as they ran the play. Mazur took the serve received, passed it to Miller. Miller to Minky for the kill. 14-9. Carly Mazur will serve left side to the back row, punched up by Caps over to the right side. Danelle's shot dug out by Miller. It's going to be sent on the free ball by Kaufman. Caps to the front line to Jaden Hyde to Danelle, and she'll get the kill. Off the back row touch of the libero Himmelberg. She'll get it down. It's 15-9. So Bertrand back up by six. Again, they need to win this set to force a fourth set, and they would have to win that one to force a fifth set if they would like to advance. Jump serve is a good one. Dug out on the back row. Off the right side, Minky will get the kill down. And the point for Lawrence Nelson. It'll bring up Himmelberg back at the service line for the Lady Raiders. Harley Himmelberg, she's done well back there tonight for Lawrence Nelson, but not on that particular one. It floated on her. Went about 3 feet beyond the end line. 16-10 the score. Bertrand on top. Christine Edgren to do the honors for the Lady Vikings. Floats it across. Taken on the front line by Fromm Thayer. Right side into the net. The attack by Kaufman. It's another point for Bertrand. 17-10. Christine Edgren once again. To the back row, dug out nicely by Mazur. The pass over to the left side, pushed across by Gabriel Sharp, and now it's Molly Capps with the attack off the front row touch, and she'll get the kill. Bertrand up by 18-10 as they have started to find a little bit of momentum of their own. Edgren to the background, taken there by Mazur, and then off the antenna, the attack by Sharp. Another point for the Lady Vikings, 19-10. Edgren will continue the service. Played on the back row by Fromm Thayer. Now Sharp with the attack, dug by Danelle. Bump set for Caps, and that one floats too long. Tried the roll shot to the back row, but it went about 2 feet beyond. Point will go to Lawrence Nelson. They trail 19-11. Kaufman will serve. Played on the back row by Edgren. The pass in the middle for Caps. Sent across, dug out by Himmelberg, now pushed across by Miller. High with the bump set for Caps, and she'll get the kill. Hammering it down off the back row touch of Kaufman. 20-11. Molly Capps with that kill. In to serve. Haley Dahlgren. And she'll send it to the back row, taken there by Himmelberg. Set up in the middle for Sharp. Diving save to keep it alive by Edgren. Punched up by Ackerman, sent on the free ball by Hyde. Himmelberg with the dig. The pass over to the left side. Down the line, it is a kill. Boy, that was an off-balance shot. Twisting her body to make it work was Cherokee Fromm Thayer. 20-12 is the score, and Fromm Thayer will serve. To the back row. Played there by Donnell. Caps with the attack. Dug out by Fromm Thayer. Ward to Fromm Thayer. Her back row attack into the net. Point for Bertrand, the Lady Vikings, 4 points away from extending this match. Down 2-0. Molly Capps with the honors. To the back row, played by Mazur. Ward with the pass back to Mazur. Her attack is long. Another Bertrand point. Lady Vikings lead 22-12. Caps the service, floats it just over the net. Nice diving save by Himmelberg. Quickly pushed back that time by Ackerman, but kept alive by Fromm Thayer. Sent over on the free ball by Mazur. Himmelberg will play it as it's back on the Lawrence Nelson side. The attack by Sharp. Pushed to the front row. Dahlgren to Ackerman. Kept alive by Ward. Bumped up. Now the attack by Mazur. Did that hit the net? No, it was blocked by Donnell. Kept alive by Lawrence Nelson. Back row attack by Caps is blocked at the net by Haley Minke. And she'll get the stuff blocked for the point. 22-13. Sharp to serve. Back row played by Edgren. The pass goes back to Caps. Played on the back row. Bump set. And free ball ended up being for Minke. The attack by Donnell, played in the back row by Fromm Thayer off the left side. Mazur's blocked back. Lawrence Nelson with the attack. Minke, that's Kelsey. She'll get the kill. Two in a row for Lawrence Nelson. They're back within eight at 22-14 and set three. Lawrence Nelson won the first two, 25-17, 25-14. Service is good one by Sharp, dug by Edgren. Pass to the back row for Caps. Her attack taken out there by Fromm Thayer. The attack in the middle by Minke, blocked back by Donnell for the kill or for the stuff block. And it's a 2-point advantage, or excuse me, a 9-point advantage here for Bertrand, 2 points away from winning the set. Service by Ackerman to the back row, taken by Fromm Thayer. Pass off the left side from Minke, too strong on the attack. It is set point for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand. Up 24-14, trying to force a fourth set. We said this one would not be a sweep like every other match today, and it doesn't look like it's going to be. Ackerman, the service. Dug on the back row. Ward, the pass left side. Dinked across by Minke. Played there by Dahlgren. Pushed across by Donnell. She is blocked back by Minke, and that is going to go for the point. 24-15 as Lawrence Nelson stays alive in the set. They will have to go 9 more times in a row, though, to keep this from going to a fourth set. Service by Miller, sent across, taken there. High with the pass for Edgren, blocked back but played in the back row nicely by Caps. And then Caps will get the pass back and get the kill from the back row, and we're going to a fourth set as Bertrand wins set number three, 25-15. They trail 2-1. We head to the fourth set. We will be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
We head to the fourth set in this D2 opening round match between the number 4 seed Bertrand and the number 5 seed Lawrence Nelson. Lawrence Nelson won the first two sets 25-17, 25-14, but Bertrand has bounced back to take set 3, 25-15, as we go to the set fourth set. And the service by High taken on the back row. Back set, the attack from Missouri. Her crisscross is good. She was a little off balance. She had to reach for that. Brought it clear from the right to the left, right down the line, and just got it inside for the point. 1-0. Miller will serve. Taken on the back row. Dug out there. High will set it up for Edgren. She'll drive it through. It's kept alive by Missouri, but only momentarily, as she could not get it over the net. 1-1 is our score as Edgren gets the strong kill from the left side. Service will be from Donnell. Floats it to the back row, taken by Fromm Thayer. Kaufman off the left side from the pass will get the kill. Miller with the pass cross court, and Kaufman puts it down. It's 2-1. Lawrence Nelson, Carly Mazur will serve things up. Mazur floats it, and it's an ace. Hit the net and then dropped on over. That gives Lawrence Nelson a 3-1 advantage. By the way, Hastings St. Cecilia has advanced in C2, straight set win over Elmwood Murdoch. And another touch of the net ace for Carly Mazur. Hit the top of the net again, then dove. 4-1, Lawrence Nelson with the lead. Again, they win this set, they win the match. Bertrand needs to win it to force a fifth set. High will take it over to Caps off the left side. High did a great job off the serve receive pass, played it close to the net, got it over to Caps, who drove it home. It's 4-2. Christine Edgren will serve. Back row played by Himmelberg. Pass over to the left side. Fromm Thayer off balance, sends it long, out of bounds. 4-3 is the score. As Bertrand back within one, they'll serve for the tie. Edgren from the center of the court, played by Mazur. Pass to the right side, hit across by Mickey, played by Edgren. High with the quick set and the kill for Molly Caps. Caps just got it on the back line. 3 in a row for Bertrand as they're back at 4-4. Christine Edgren ready to go for the Lady Vikings. Floats it, takes it across over there to Fromm Thayer, and then Minky's attack in the middle, blocked back. It's a double stuff block for Bertrand, and they take the lead at 5-4. Edgren will serve again. Played on the back row by Himmelberg. Back set for Miller down the line. It's off the mark from Minky. 6-4, 5 in a row now for the Lady Vikings. Bertrand trying to battle back in this one. Edgren with the service hits the net. It goes on over, played by Mazur. Miller puts the pass over to From Thayer. Taken there by Ackerman. The quick set for McCaps. Her crisscross attack is out. Took it just a little long on the right-to-left crisscross attack. 6-5 the score. Bertrand still up by one. Himmelberg serving for the tie. Played on the back row by Edgren. High of the quick set. The dink into the donut hole. It'll go for Molly Capps. Capps got it to go. 7-5 the score. Coming in to serve will be Dahlgren. Dahlgren back to the service line for the Lady Vikings. Floats it to the back row and beyond. Is that one about 3 feet beyond? Service error makes it a 7-6 fourth set. Bertram with the lead. Played in the back there and then sent across. On the attack from Thayer for Lawrence Nelson. Played on the Bertrand side now from the back row. The attack by Donnell goes into the net. And we're tied at 7 apiece. Back to the line. It will be Kaufman. Played by Edgren. Back set by Hyde. Dinked across by Capps. Played by Himmelberg. Pushed across by Miller, sliding over there to take it as Edgren. And then Capps will come up off the quick set by Jaden High and slam it home. 8-7 the score. Bertrand up by one. Molly Capps will serve it again. Dead center. She'll serve. Trying to keep Bertrand alive in this match. To the back row, played by Mazur. Bumped up by Himmelberg. Pushed across by Haley Minke. The setup high for Donnell. Blocked back. Up there to make the play. Gabriel Sharp and Cherokee From Thayer. We're tied at 8 apiece. From Thayer at the service line. Straight hit to the back row. Taken by Edgren. High with the pass left side. And the kill will go into the net, I believe, by Donnell. Got a little too high with that one and brought it down. The defense was there for Lawrence Nelson, though. 9-8 as the Lady Raiders recapture the lead. From Thayer, though, will give the point back on the service error into the net. 9-9 our score. Aubrey Ackerman will serve. Lady Vikings and the Lady Raiders all knotted up 9 apiece in the fourth set. Ackerman to the back line. Taken by From Thayer. Pushed across by Sharp. Now with it, it's high. Pass back over to Edgren. Crisscross attack taken by Mazur. Mazur gets it back off the pass by Ward. Kept alive by Minke. Going to have to be a free ball, and it's a good one by From Thayer. Bertrand on the quick attack. Getting it down off the short set from high is Haley Donnell. Donnell puts it down. It's 10-9. Aubrey Ackerman to serve again. Bertrand holding on to hopes here in this fourth set. It's a short one and too short into the net. Tried to punch that one across and couldn't get it done. We're tied at 10. Stewart awaits the winner of this one as Sharp will send it across. It's dug out by Capps, sent over by Donnell. Free ball down the line, nicely done by Mazur, but played by Capps. Left side, roll shot, sent across by Edgren. Ward gets a pass back to From Thayer. Back row attack dug by Lundy. Now the pass to Edgren. Was it tipped, though, at the net? They're going to say no. It sailed long, and that was out of bounds off of Edgren. 11-10, Lawrence Nelson. Sharp will send it across. The overpass quickly on the front line. High sends it across, kept alive by From Thayer. Now dinked across again into the donut hole, and it'll work for Haley Donnell. We're tied at 11. It'll be Jaden High to serve for the Lady Vikings. To the back row, played there by Mazur, punched up by Ward, sent across by From Thayer, but blocked right there at the net. Haley Donnell right there to send it down. 12-11, Bertrand on top. Wilkin will check back in now for the Lady Vikings. Service a good one by High. Played in the back row. Ward with the double hit. That was not a good set opportunity for her. She tried to push it, and it ended up being a two-hit. 13-11. High with a good service. Mazur with the quick return. Bumped up by High. The setup for Edgren down the line. It was out. They thought maybe they caught a piece of the line, but it did not. Looked for the touch. That was not there. It played off the net. The point will go for Lawrence Nelson, I do believe. And it is 13-12. Was waiting for them to put the point up on the board. Alyssa Miller will serve. Played by Edgren. The overpass cannot be played off the net. It hit the bottom of the net. High was waiting for it but could not get the bounce back. So we're tied at 13 apiece. Miller will serve for the lead for Lawrence Nelson. Dug out by Edgren. Set up for the back row attack. Caps will put it into the net. Lady Raiders with the lead again at 14-13. Right side. Service by Miller. Dug on the back row by Lundy. High, the back set. The kill will go. Crisscross right to left. In front of Miller, it's Donnell putting it home. 14-14. Donnell will serve for the Lady Vikings. Gives it a little spin. The jump serve to the back row. Taken there. Miller to the middle. Minky sends it across. High keeps it alive. Left side. Edgren with the big attack. It'll fall. Off the back row, a touch of Himmelberg. She'll get the kill. 15-14 as Bertrand stays alive. It'll be Donnell once again. Gives it a spin. Jumps it across. Taken by Himmelberg. Dead row center back. Now the attack in the middle will go for Kelsey Minky. Little off balance, but she found the corner. We're tied at 15. Lawrence Nelson won the first two sets. Bertram bounced back with a 25-15 win in set three. We're tied at 15 apiece in set four. Mazur with the service. Played on the back row by Edgren. Off-balance shot by Caps. Dug by Himmelberg. The pass to the front row for Kaufman. Played on a nice diving play by High. And then set up by Caps for Edgren, kept alive. Lawrence Nelson with the crisscross attack. It's long and out of bounds off Fromm Thayer. Fromm Thayer trying to get that back line just a little beyond. 16-15, Bertrand. Christine Edgren to serve. Taken by Himmelberg. Miller, the quick set, the kill attempt by Minky. Dug out on the back row. Now a joust at the front line. Swept across by Caps. The kill attempt is good off the left side. Fromm Thayer found the line this time. Just inside that back line, got the kill. We're tied 16. This has been the best set of the night. It's been the most competitive back and forth, these two teams. Himmelberg with the service. High, the quick set. Dinked across by Caps. Kept alive there by Sharp. Now pushed across by Miller. In the corner, Edgren keeps it alive. Ackerman over to Caps. She'll push it across. They got by Mazur. The setup on the right side, Kaufman. Nice diving save. Kept alive. Bump set by Donnell. The roll shot by Edgren. Dug out by Miller. They'll set it up for Sharp. Played in the back row by Edgren. And then on the overpass, Sharp is right there to dunk it down. Lawrence Nelson gets the point off the nice volley between the two teams. 17-16. Himmelberg to serve. Taken on the back row. No, it's an ace right in front of Edgren. She could not play it as that one took a nosedive. 18-16. Lawrence Nelson up by two. And Bertrand wants a timeout. Two sets to one. Lawrence Nelson leads it. They're up in set number four, 18-16. Back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And we welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at the Pross Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 18-16, our score in set number four. Lawrence Nelson on top of Bertrand. They lead 2-1, does Lawrence Nelson. Himmelberg to serve for the Lady Raiders. Spinning shot is an ace. That one had a lot of English as it skipped like a rock off the hands of Molly Capps. 19-16 the score. Winner will play Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Capps will play this one. Back set, they'll go to Wilkin. The dink kept alive by Himmelberg and then pushed across on the left side by Fromm Thayer. Zunell will push it back for Bertrand. The back set off the right side. Kaufman will drive it through the defense of Capps and Ackerman to give Lawrence Nelson a four-point advantage at 20-16. Himmelberg will serve again. Played by Capps, and it's another ace. Again, it just skipped like a rock off the hands of Capps on the back row. And again, Bertrand wants a timeout. Lawrence Nelson, 4 points away from winning this match. They're up 21-16 in set number four, back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Back at Lincoln Southeast, some other scores. Diller Odell advanced in D1, straight sets over Emerson Hubbard. Also, as we mentioned, Hastings St. Cecilia in straight sets. Columbus Scotus in straight sets, defeating Shatter in the last set 25-19. Also, North Platte down 2-0 to Millard West. Service by Himmelberg, nice diving save by Capps. She'll get it back. Try to put it down, but it's sent back over to the Bertrand side. Quickly set over to the Lawrence Nelson side, played by Kaufman. Off the front row, the attack by Capps, played by Himmelberg. And now Kaufman going to have to send it on a free ball. Wilkin will take it. Back set, pushed across to Capps. Blocked by Sharp at the net. Capps could not do anything with it afterwards. She tried, but couldn't make it across the net. It is 22-16. The fans on this side of the court, the Lawrence Nelson fans starting to feel it. Dug on the back row by Capps, high with the pass back to Capps. The dink played by Himmelberg. Left side, the kill attempt by Fromm Thayer. The joust at the net. Sharp, it's won by Capps. And Sharp had to play it off the joust, and it went out of bounds. Looked like Molly Capps came up a little gingerly after that, too. 22-17. We have to watch how she moves here. Yeah, looks like she's okay. Service is a good one by Dahlgren. Played on the back row by Mazur. Miller the pass to Fromm Thayer. Down the line, played by Dahlgren. Kept alive nicely by High. Pushed across by Edgren. Miller with the pass in the middle for Sharp. Floats it across. Taken there by Dahlgren. High, the back set. Pushed across by Edgren. Touch there, and then a miscommunication and a point for Bertrand. Little miscommunication on that back row by a couple of players for Lawrence Nelson. I believe it was Kaufman and Mazur. And Bertrand back within four at 22-18. Dahlgren trying to keep Bertrand alive here in this fourth set. Himmelberg, the back set. Off the right side, Kaufman played by Dahlgren on the back row. High for Capps. Comes around on the slide. Dug out by Himmelberg off the left side. Fromm Thayer's attack. Dug on the back row by Edgren. And a quick second hit is pancake saved by Himmelberg, kept it alive. Capps pushed across by Donnell. Himmelberg plays it again in the middle. It's sharp, blocked back by Capps, kept alive by Fromm Thayer. Gets up off the floor and sends it across. Diving saved by Donnell. And now Capps will send it on the free ball. Played in the back row by Mazur. Pass to the right side for Kaufman. Kept alive by Donnell. Can Dahlgren get to it? Yes, she does. Pushed across by Capps. A diving save by Himmelberg. Pass to the left side. The attack is down and blocked back. High and Caps blocked back the attack by Fromm Thayer. What a volley that was. Bertrand gets the point, 22-19. Service on the jump. It's Dahlgren, floats it to the back row. Played there by Fromm Thayer. Miller over to Sharp. Down the line, it's a back row touch for Edgren. 23-19, 2 points away for Lawrence Nelson. Bertrand back by four, and a serve. It'll be Kaufman to the back row, played there by Edgren, punched up by High, sent across by Kaufman, dug out by Himmelberg. Pass in the middle, the attack from there, it's into the corner for the point. And it is set and match point for the Lady Raiders of Lawrence Nelson. The winner will play Stewart in tomorrow morning's semifinal at 11 o'clock at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Kaufman, the service, played by Caps. High, the back set for Caps, dinks it across. Himmelberg there again. And it's sent on the free ball by Miller. High for Caps, twists it across. Played on the back row by Kaufman. Over to Miller, the two-hand push. High will keep it alive. Caps with the standing spike, played on the back row by Mazur. Back set for Sharp, it's dinked. Nice diving save to keep it alive by Edgren. Sent over on the free ball by Caps. Pass over to Fromm Thayer. She will get the kill down off the back row touch of Dahlgren. And Lawrence Nelson will get the win in set number four, 25-19. They win the match 3-1, 25-17, 25-14, 15-25, and 25-19. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show for you here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
We come back to the Frost Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast, where Lawrence Nelson gets the 3-1 victory over the Bertrand Lady Vikings. And welcome in to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. That is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Well, it was a good match here tonight between these two teams. Bertrand really got off to a slow start. Lawrence Nelson set the tone early in this match, winning the first two sets by scores of 25-17, 25-14. They really kept coming at Bertrand, and really they never gave them an opportunity to pick up a lead in that first couple of sets. Bertrand, though, came back in the third set, looked much better. Best set of the night for them, without a doubt, as they served a little stronger. They also went back to more of their style of offense and were able to win that one fairly easily, 25-15. The third set went back and forth, until it was 16-16. And then Harley Himmelberg, who has played very well, the junior libero, she really stepped it up. She served well. She played well defensively and really came up with a couple of good serves at that point to extend their lead out to 20-16. They worked it a little bit further, and Bertrand made an effort to get back into it but just could not do it. And in the end, it was a 25-19 victory for Lawrence Nelson. So Lawrence Nelson will improve to 23-7, and they will advance to tomorrow morning's semifinal and take on Stewart, the number one seed in the state. Stewart, a victory earlier tonight in straight sets over Mullen, and they'll come in there with a record of 28-5, so that should be a very good match. One thing to point out, though, their top spiker, Monique Schaefer, did go down with an injury in that match tonight with Mullen. She went down in that second set and never did come back in the match. And so we'll have to see if she will actually be available for tomorrow. But she is not she's not the one-trick pony for that team, I can tell you that. They are a very balanced team, a young team of a year ago that went to the state finals, and they'll be bringing back almost everybody to that semifinal match tomorrow. But that should be a dandy between Lawrence Nelson and Stewart. For Bertrand, they finished their year at 26-5. It's still a fairly young team. There are a couple of seniors that are going to be bowing out. Jaden High, the setter, she's going to have to be replaced in the lineup. She really makes that offense go. Also, Cheyenne Wilkin, who came off the bench and played well for Bertrand, they are playing in their final matches as Bertrand Lady Vikings. But the rest of them are coming back. They've got good youth, and a lot of those Bertrand players will be coming back, so the cupboard is still full for the Lady Vikings for next year. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show. We'll come back and tell you about what happened around Lincoln here in the state volleyball tournament when we return on Classic Hits 98.9.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
And we come back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Victory here tonight for Lawrence Nelson in the final match of the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament. They defeat Bertrand 25-17, 25-14, 15-25, and 25-19. That was the only match of the day that went beyond three sets. Earlier today, Stewart, a 25-18, 25-18, 25-22 winner over Mullen. So Stewart and Lawrence Nelson will face off tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in one semifinal. The other semifinal will feature Giltner against Exeter Milligan. They've already played a couple of times this year. Giltner beat Crawford 25-12, 25-3, 25-12, and Exeter Milligan, a little tougher match. Winner over Why Not 25-20, 25-11, 26-24. So let's take a look at what has happened and who are the winners so far in all six classes. As we mentioned, it'll be Stewart and Lawrence Nelson in one semifinal tomorrow at 11. It'll be Giltner and Exeter Milligan in the 9 o'clock semifinal tomorrow in D2. You'll be able to hear that on Platte River Radio's The Breeze 94.5 tomorrow morning at 9. In D1, Ansley-Litchfield and Axtell advance to the semifinals. That'll be played at 9 o'clock at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. You can hear that match on ESPN Radio. And at 11 o'clock, it'll be O'Neill St. Mary's, the top seed in the tournament, taking on Diller Odell, who was a straight set winner tonight over Emerson Hubbard. In Class C2 tomorrow, in the 1 o'clock game tomorrow afternoon, Crofton will take on Guardian Angel Central Catholic. And in the second one, it'll be a rematch of last year's Class C2 state championship match between Hastings St. Cecilia and Freeman. Freeman undefeated on the year at 31-0. St. Cecilia will come into that match 30-4. Freeman needed four sets to get the victory over Sutton tonight. St. Cecilia swept their way past Elmwood Murdoch. You'll be able to hear that one tomorrow afternoon on 1230 a.m. KHAS from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. And so be listening to that. Then in Class C1, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Concordia and Wahoo. There'll be one semifinal. And then, of course, Kearney Catholic, record of 31-1 on the year. They're the top seed. They'll take on Columbus SCOTUS, 21-8 in the 3 o'clock match. You'll be able to hear that right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda will have that call for you. Class B, Omaha Scutt and Elkhorn will play at 5 o'clock. And one semifinal tomorrow. Norris awaiting the winner of Elkhorn South and Gretna in the other one tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Elkhorn South and Gretna have went back and forth. Gretna won the first set, Elkhorn South the second. So it looks like they're in for a battle. That's going to probably be the last match of the night here in Lincoln. And in Class A, Lincoln Southeast and Omaha Merriam were winners earlier today. They'll play in the semifinal at 5 o'clock. And unbeaten Papillion La Vista, 41-0, will play in the 7 o'clock match tomorrow night. More than likely, Millard West. Millard West has beaten North Platte 25-20, 25-22, and we're up 20-13 in the third set. So looks like Millard West will probably advance there. So that is a look at what is ahead of us for tomorrow. And again, I believe we'll have four matches on the Platte River radio stations, two at 9 o'clock in the morning and two at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Those matches include Giltner against Exeter Milligan, Ansley-Litchfield and Axtell, Hastings St. Cecilia and Freeman, and Kearney Catholic against Columbus SCOTUS. In our final score in our match here tonight at the Prosh Activity Center, Lawrence Nelson over Bertrand, 25-17, 25-14, 15-25, and 25-19. That's going to wrap things up for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Join us tomorrow morning for high school volleyball on Platte River radio stations. And again, I believe it's ESPN Radio and The River tomorrow afternoon here on Classic Hits 98.9. You can catch the Kearney Catholic Stars taking on Columbus SCOTUS. That will be a 3 o'clock start time. For our studio engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Larry Cotner at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. Thanks for listening to Class D2 State High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.